This is Geek News Central. My name is Todd Cochran, coming to you from FEMA Region 5 and the new media production studio designed by Audimute.com in Coldwater, Michigan. In the show tonight, lead stories are Frontier misleads consumers. Okay. App downloads and consumer spending skyrocket. Lawmakers want COVID reports from big tech. And a new initiative, give IBM your computing power. I want to welcome you to episode 1460 of the Geek News Central podcast for Thursday, July 9th. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners just like you. Great deals from GoDaddy can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. You can support this show today at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I want to give a warm welcome to all the new listeners. Make sure you get over to geeknewscentral.com when you're on the website. You can definitely check out everything that we're doing over there. Get signed up for the show by just subscribing. You know, all you got to do is click on one of the links on the sidebar. That's the best way. And of course, you can get our newsletter when you're over there as well. You can join our chat room at geeknews.chat. That's a Mastodon chat server, our Discord chat channel as well. You can join our Slack channel as well. You can contact me via email. That's the easiest way to do that is really geeknews@gmail.com. Or, of course, you can reach out to me on Twitter. You can follow me on Facebook. Of course, tonight we're live just about everywhere you can be live. And all of my partner shows are linked at geeknewscentral.com. Check all those out on the website. And, of course, we want to thank our sponsor, the longest running continuous sponsor of a podcast, and that's our good friends at GoDaddy. All my promo codes for the best savings on domains, web hosting, business building applications is at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. Whether it be 30% off a new product purchase, whether it be a $499.com, whether it be a dollar a month economy hosting for the first year with a free domain or a dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year with a free domain. These are deals that cannot be beat. The dollar a month managed WordPress hosting for the first year of the free domain, $12, gets you online. A normal price.com is $8.49. So you guys do the math. $12, you're in there. Again, a free website. Essentially, it might as well be free. At a dollar a month, my goodness, I can't give it away any cheaper than that. So a dollar a month on the managed WordPress or economy hosting for a year, and then a free domain. That's the best deal on the internet. And of course, you can get a free trial of GoDaddy website builder, your choice of personal, business, or business plus plans. A one-month plan or one-month trial is available for you. And again, that 30% off discount code, all my codes are at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want you to take care of them. They take care of me. They make sure that I'm able to do what I do with this show. All my promo codes are non-expiring. They're good to go. And again, if you're already a customer of GoDaddy, if you've already picked up one of these great deals, thank you. And of course, share this deal information with your friends, family members, people that you know. You've had many months. So we've had March, April, May, June, and now July. We're into our fifth month, and we've all had a lot of extra time on our hands, right? So there's been no excuse. It's time to make that jump if you haven't done so. Design yourself and build yourself a COVID-proof new business, a COVID-proof hobby, something you can do on your computer, at home. This is the best way to go. It really, really is. So again, get over and check out the promo codes. Check out the deals at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. We want, of course, to thank them profusely for being a longtime sponsor here of the Geek News Central podcast. If you're watching us live today on Facebook, make sure you say hello. Thank you for being here, if you're on YouTube as well. But we are in the middle of an incredible heat wave. When I was here and came back to Michigan in June of last year, and didn't see anything like this. But it's been 100 plus every day. And it's been nuts. It's been really crazy. I saw rain clouds off to the we need rain badly. The crops are suffering, and we need like a whole day or two of just nice, slow drizzle. But probably when this thing breaks, it's just going to be a torrential downpour. But for me here in the studio, actually, I've had the AC cranked and it's gotten no colder than 72 degrees. It's just that hot out and the heat index is nuts. But work has been an absolute blur and it's really, truly been a blur. I had a phone call this morning with a team in India, had a call late this afternoon with a team in Australia. Just all over the world. I'm zoomed out. I'm done with Zoom. But tomorrow afternoon, my cousin is getting married. So my sister and I, my mom and her husband, we're going to be driving over to Toledo and going to a wedding. And they've got all kinds of rules for us to go, which I fully expected. So we'll go do that. And she delayed and delayed and delayed her wedding and finally got a spot. And yes, it's a Friday afternoon, kind of a weird time for a wedding, but be over there for a wedding tomorrow afternoon, late tomorrow afternoon. And of course, a new media show on Saturday. So that's really kind of what's happening here. I think this weekend with 100 plus degree temperature, it's probably going to be a little bit more pool time. Just to stay cool. Now, I'm lucky on the compound. My loft is it's staying nice and chilly. It's fantastic. I don't want to even see what the electricity bill is going to be at the end of this month. This is going to be because, you know, I was traveling back and forth a lot between here and Columbus, shutting everything down, you know, running, put the thermostat at 80, wasn't worried about cooling anything off. And it's not this case. So, yeah, dog days of summer are here. But, yep, we need the rain. Shake your rain sticks at us. We need it. Many parts of the country also do need it. Okay, so let me go ahead and get into the stack. I got a great stack of stuff. Kirk did a good job getting the prep done today. I do appreciate that. And if you're on Facebook with us, say hello, hello, hello. And let's get into her. Let's get ready to rumble. And if you're on live stream watching us today, hey, thank you for joining on live stream. I'm streaming now on live stream on a regular basis again. We had a little problem with my encoder. I found a replacement on eBay. I think I talked about that on the show. And it's solid, knock, knock, knock on wood, as a rock. Now, one mistake I have done, if those of you watching, it is not 10:47 p.m. It is actually 7:40 p.m. There is we had a power outage and I haven't reset the clock. So, all right, Frontier misled subscribers about internet speeds and prices, the attorney general finds. So the Washington State Attorney General forces Frontier Northwest to clearly disclose prices and speeds. They have been reported to have misled thousands of customers about the prices they charge and about the speeds its broadband network can provide, Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson office found. So they found evidence of failing to adequately disclose taxes, fees. Of course, these were happening during sales of internet sales and telephone services. And they failed to adequately disclose its internet infrastructure surcharge fee in advertising, misleading consumers by implying that the internet infrastructure surcharge and other fees are mandatory and or government-related fees, and misleading consumers as to internet speeds it could offer and failing to deliver speeds and service as advertised. Frontier will have to pay $900,000 fine, and the new owner of the Frontier's network in Washington State to change its business practices. Among other things, the settlement requires Frontier's current owner in Washington to start charging the $399 per month internet infrastructure surcharge. The company neither admits nor denies the state findings. The settlement still needs court approval, but defending business practice began before Frontier Communications' May 2020 sale of its operation in Washington, Oregon, Idaho, Montana to Northwest Fiber, also known as Ziply Fiber. So, Frontier still operates in 25 other states, including the state of Michigan. They're the absolute biggest piece of beep in the country, in my opinion. But they started investigating them all the way back in 2018 and finally closed the deal. So, hey, Toby, thanks for joining the us on live on Facebook. So, yeah, you know, come on. You know, this is a company that, just it's government dollars they're getting to do rural broadband, blah, blah, blah. And we could talk about Frontier for about an hour on this show. I am not a fan. Over in TechCrunch, coronavirus impact sends app downloads, usage, and consumer spending to record highs in quarter two. Huh? I thought everybody had no money in quarter two. Or were they all spending their stimulus checks? So, according to new data from the App Store intelligence firm App Annie, the mobile app usage grew 40% year over year in the second quarter of 2020, even hitting an all-time high of over 200 billion hours during April. Consumer spending in apps, meanwhile, hit a record high of $27 billion in the second quarter, and app downloads reached a high of nearly 35 billion. So this is huge, 40% year-over-year growth. In India, for example, time spent in apps grew 35% in quarter two. Italy and Indonesia saw growth of 30 and 25% respectively. In the United States, time spent in the apps grew 15%. So it was more in some countries than others. Google Play accounted for 25 billion of those 35 billion downloads. Of course, Google has a bigger reach globally and represented 10% year-over-year growth. And of course, India and Brazil were the two largest markets for Google Play in the quarter. So it just goes on. Lots of great stats here. They talk about TikTok and a variety of other apps. And of course, now TikTok has got the attention of Washington, D.C. So if you are a TikTok influencer, beware. Lawmakers request monthly COVID-19 misinformation reports from online platforms, according to Engadget. So Democratic members of the House Energy and Commerce Committee want to know what the biggest online platforms are doing to combat COVID-19 misinformation. The lawmakers have sent letters to Facebook, Google, and Twitter requesting monthly reports detailing their company's responses to all the faults, as they assume, as they decide, and misleading COVID-19 information on the web. So, in the letter signed by Committee Chairman Frank Polony Jr., Democrat of New Jersey, Oversight and Investigation Subcommittee Chair Diana DeGetti, Democrat of Colorado, Communications Technology Subcommittee Chairman Mike Dole, Democrat of Pennsylvania, and Consumer Protection and Consumer Subcommittee Chair Jan Skalowski, Democrat from Illinois, the lawmakers wrote the following. Over the past several months, we've seen a troubling rise of false or misleading information related to the COVID-19 dissemination by domestic and foreign actors on platforms such as yours. This disinformation has ranged from false statements about certain groups being immune from contracting the virus to unsubstantiated assertions about masks and vaccines. This type of disinformation is dangerous and can affect the health and well-being of people who use this false information to make critical health decisions during the pandemic. Well, here's the deal. You can't even get our government agencies to agree to anything. CDC says one thing one day, the CDC says something else the next. The CDC says something one day, the CDC says something the next. It just goes on and on and on. It really does. So I don't really want to laugh, but I had to go to Home Depot today. Wait, I'm taking a shot of water here. So, I'm wearing a mask in Home Depot. I wear a mask when I go into stores. I've got black ones, gray ones. I've got a couple of those surgical ones. So, I've got four or five in the car. Because, you never know when you're going to forget one, right? And I go into Home Depot. And of course, 90% of the people are not wearing masks, but I wander around and I get what I need, and I'm getting ready to go to the self-checkout, and there's a little bit of a line to go into self-checkout, and there's this gal in front of me, and she's got on a mask over her mouth and nose. She's got a mask rigged over her ears, and then she's got a mask that is got like, what is that character? She basically has it so she, you can see her eyes. Her, now, her hair is not covered, but her ears, mouth, nose, and she had cutouts in something for her eyeballs. I wish I could have took a picture. It looked kind of cool. But boy, now there's a lot of country boys here. And there was some inappropriate comments being made in the line, but it was kind of, I was like, kind of styling, and you can tell it had been put together. But again, mouth and nose was covered, ears were covered, and the eyeballs had little like see-through things, like like cutouts. So I didn't say anything. I just kept my mouth shut. That's just the best thing to do at this point. So, but I said, hey, she probably could sell those on eBay real well. I don't know. Maybe it was a prototype. But anyway, lawmakers want this information. These are the same reports the European Commission is reportedly getting from Google, Facebook, and Twitter. And so anyway, that's what our lawmakers are asking for. Now, in this interesting initiative, IBM is asking for your unused computing power to help cure coronavirus and cancer. The World Community Grid app lets anyone contribute to scientific research, no skill, money, or time needed. And so basically, they have put together and are using volunteer computing, a type of distributed computing where you donate your computer's unused resources to a research project. Basically, with the app, your computer, phone, or tablet run virtual experiments in the background while you aren't using it that would normally take years of expensive trial and error using laboratory computers alone. The crowdsourcing approach lets anyone participate. And as people are stuck at home, so they're finding ways to volunteer. So again, the World Community Grid. And so we'll see what happens here. And if they're able to do this, the team's computers have already performed about 1 million calculations, contributing more than 450 years worth of computing, had a single PC been crunching the same numbers. Other forms of donating to research involve money, of course, but this is 100% free. I don't know what it takes on your battery life, to be very honest with you, but this sounds like a worthy cause. We, you know, we've tried to find ET before, right? Some of us have contributed computer time to help find a signal out there and to see if we can find aliens. So give IBM your unused computing power to help cure coronavirus and cancer. So check it out. All right, T-Mobile. I get excited when I heard this article. T-Mobile opens home internet signups in Michigan. Now, it's like, shit. I was like, this isn't going to work for me because it's only available in Kent, Muskegon, and Ottawa residents, whether they're current customers or not. It's T-Mobile's home internet pilot is expanded into the greater Grand Rapids area, giving people in Kent, Muskegon, Ottawa counties the option to switch to a 50-month service. The carrier's home internet product started as invite-only trial for select T-Mobile customer households, mainly those in underserved and rural areas last year. Interested households in the three new counties, however, will be able to sign up whether they're current T-Mobile customers or not. This is on LTE's 5G network. Now, this is interesting. Wait a minute. The company launched a pilot on its LTE network as part of its precursor to 5G. And let's see what else they're saying about this. The carrier's LTE home internet service can deliver average download speeds around 50 megs. Yahoo! That would be great. It has no data caps. Did you hear that? It has no data caps. Now, this, at 50 megs down, if this gets to my area, winner, winner, chicken dinner. This will be the bonus for me. We'll see what happens here. Brad, hey, welcome. $50, I'd say $49 on my internet, especially if it's truly unlimited. Of course, always read the fine print, which I will. But I hope it gets to this area. I really, truly do. Okay, so I've been complaining about YouTube TV. And so, you know, I'm just going to do like everybody else does. I'm canceling it to save money. Just cannot justify it for the few channels that I watch on it. I went and looked at the two or three things I do, and I said, oh, can I get some sort of equivalent? And on only one could I find the equivalent digital version of it somewhere else. So I'm just going to live without the other two and go with the one where I can get like a $3.99 a month access to their content. But streaming services free trials, there's some deals out there to avoid paying anything, at least for a little while. Sling TV has got an offer. Hulu has an offer. Disney Plus has an offer. Amazon Prime Video has an offer. HBO Max has an offer. Amazon Music Unlimited. So it just goes on and on here. Spotify, Tidal, Quibi, Fubo TV. So some offers out there. So if you're looking to try some things and price around, maybe find the content in one place that you couldn't find it in another, check it out. Peacock, though, will not have mobile downloads to binge offline at launch next week. Peacock launches Wednesday, but downloads won't come until later this year. 4K and user profiles won't be available at launch either. So, again, this is a service from Comcast and NBC Universal. Don't know what it's going to cost. Well, let me look. Does it say what it's going to cost? Probably $6.99. So, again, we're just going to have to look. I don't think I've watched. Oh, here it is. $5 a month, $50 a year with advertising, or you can upgrade to an ad-free version for $10 a month or $100 a year. The library has about 20,000 hours of shows, movies, news, sports, skit-style clips, and exclusive big-budget original content. Popular programming set to stream at launch includes Jurassic Park, the Bourne movie franchise, The Matrix, Battlestar Galactica, Park. I own all of The Matrix. Battlestar Galactica. I own all of Battlestar Galactica. Park and Recreations, 30 Rock, Saturday Night Live. I haven't watched Saturday Night Live in 20 years. Downtown Abbey and Law and Order. So the only thing on there that actually interested me was the Bourne movie franchise, but I don't have any desire to watch any of those again. Matrix own it. Battlestar Galactica own it. So if those are the biggest titles for $5 a month or $50 a year, two thumbs down, just another streaming service that's going to suck more money out of our pockets. Hey, Brad, thanks for checking in and saying hello. AT&T zooms past Verizon's 4G network while T-Mobile takes the 5G crown. So AT&T tops Ookla's, OOKLAS, fastest provider chart with a speed score of 41.23. In front of T-Mobile, Sprint, and Verizon, AT&T had the top score for 5G capable devices, followed by T-Mobile. And T-Mobile has 5,008 of the 5,165 commercially available 5G deployments. Isn't that something? So, okay, well, AT&T. And, you know, I've got AT&T in my car. It's horrible. It really, really is. It's a flat rate I pay per year. Canceling, not renewing, not worth it. My mobile phone's just as fine. Verizon, because I got it for free for a year. So anyway, they want like $300 or something like that for another year. Verizon extends discounted internet plans through 2020. Fios customers who qualify for U.S. government-backed Lifeline program will receive a $20 discount on their internet bill through the rest of the year. So if you qualify for this, each discount knocks $20 off the monthly cost of one of Verizon's mix-and-match internet plans. So a $200 for $19.99, $400 for $39.99. What? And gigabit connections up to $944.80. is $59.99. Man, what I would not give for 200 at my house, at the compound. What I would not give. It's just insane. Sorry, I'm pounding a lot of water. I'm dehydrated. I honestly did not drink enough water today. I'm paying the price now. I usually hydrate pretty good on show days, but just it's been one of those days. PC shipments rise as COVID-19 as people working studying from home, of course. And of course, the fall. Here's a question. For those of you that have kids at home, high school age kids, or even college kids, the part of this Ohana, what are you going to do? Are you going to send your kids to school? Do you even know if your kids are going to go to school? Are you have a college student staying home or a college student doing virtual? My sister's daughter goes to Hope, and they're starting classes a month early so that they can be out and done with the first quarter or semester by the time November rolls around the time the flu season kicks off. So she leaves for school here directly, and she's got some concerns about some of the things that they are telling their populace to do. And it's interesting to hear her talk about what some of the things the school are doing and some stuff she wants to talk about publicly and stuff that she doesn't. It's one of those situations, right? She's going to college. She can't rock the boat. She can't piss the school off. She can't piss the professors off. Kids have to kind of be quiet in college if they don't want to become the ire of some professor. So she is keeping her opinions to herself. And I'm not going to share her opinions on this show, obviously. But we have to look what's going on in these education to see the stuff that they're putting out to the students. So if you've got a college bound student, please ask your college bound student to share what they're being told via email. And it may raise your eyebrows a little bit. Now, K-12, we'll see what happens with that. No decision here in Michigan yet. My brother-in-law is a teacher, and he's already just planning. He says, I don't know what's going to happen. He's got 50-some aviation students in a tech school that he teaches at. He says, I'm going to be ready to teach remote. That's what we're going to have to do. And he's trying to figure out how he's going to get their labs done and everything else. So we'll see where this education stuff goes here in the next month. Dell's new XPS desktop is a refreshed design, an Intel 10th generation processor. They got a little picture of it online. It looks very slick and nice. And they've given it a facelift. And so it's got all the modern stuff. But the big difference is inside, they've jumped to the Intel's 10th generation processor. It's the most affordable model. Their most affordable model is $649.99. It's configured with an Intel Core i3-10100 processor, 8 gigs of DDR4 RAM, clocked at 2666 megahertz, with support up to 128 gigs of RAM. Storage starts at 1 terabyte, with a SATA spinning hard drive. There's lots of options to get a SATA drive or an SSD, and some additional options as well. So you can go up the stack in price and processors as well. You can go up to the i7 or even an i9. So Dell does not make an AMD version of this machine at all. And of course, a variety of graphic cards and so forth at a variety of price points. Again, I'm still a big fan of the XPS laptop notebook. It's really still is a fantastic machine. Roku is backtracking on combining over-the-air channel guide with streaming TV listings. And I'll be honest with you, I'm not in the Roku very much anymore. My Sony TV has all my stuff, and I've got a Roku sitting on the table, but I very rarely click into it. So I guess I should go look what's up with Roku, but I haven't used it too much just because my smart TV has everything in it. Now, the TVs I've got here in the office, the TCLs, I just use those as computer monitors. They've got the Roku operating system built in, but I never use it because I take that back. In the office, once in a while, I'll play something on Amazon Prime during lunch or something, but that's about it. But they're backtracking on combining over-the-air channel guide with streaming TV listings. People were not so happy about that and complained. So they're reverse coursing on that. Also, there's a great article by The Verge, Everything You Need to Stream. Doesn't take much to get a great viewing experience. Of course, a good TV may be one that it's all you need, because most of these TVs are preloaded now. The Samsung, LG, some of the Sonys are, and of course, many Roku TVs like the one I have here. They got plenty of streaming devices, Amazon. It just goes on and on and on. It doesn't take a lot. So I'm sure most of you already have some solution. If you don't, got an article for you. Apple is offering teachers a free coding course that hopes to supplement the need for computer science educators in the United States. Again, this is interesting. It hopes to supplement the need for computer science educators in the United States. So to help advance computer science education, Apple is launching a new no-cost coding course for teachers. The course is offered through Develop in Swift. Oh, well, that's interesting. That's their programming language. Be honest with you. You want to make a lot of money? Develop in Flutter. Apple's educational coding program geared towards high school and higher education students. The course is designed to supplement the need for computer science educators and help instructors of all skill levels build foundational knowledge to teach app development with Swift. Again, I wish Swift is Swift, but Flutter will work for iOS and Android apps. So anyway. Cool stuff. Apple iOS 14 and iPad OS 14 public betas are available today. Friendly reminder, back up all your data, please. Make sure you know how to do that. This is not something you should take lightly. You probably will be okay, but take a few precautions. If you have an older device that you don't rely on daily use, that might be the way to go if the device will support the iOS 14 operating system. So definitely check that out if you are even considering making the jump and want a little early look at the operating system. Google's work on speeding up Android updates is paying off, especially for Android 10. Ahead of Android 11's launch later this quarter, Google is recapping how its partners are releasing device updates faster than ever. Notably, the adoption of Android 10 has been faster than any previous version of Android. And to get that milestone, Google credits a handful of key initiatives. So anyway, they're trying to get all the OEMs to move stuff. And I had an interesting, can I say this without getting in trouble? Let me think about that. I had a call with an OEM today. And I'll leave it at that. It was an interesting call. Uh-huh. What are you up to, Todd? Well, I can't say. I'm under NDA. Apple Watch will measure how fit you are. Uh-oh. Watch OS 7 due to arrival this fall brings new metrics that can reveal a lot about your overall health and can monitor fitness levels as you age. If they're watching me right now, I'm going to die. It measures maximum oxygen consumption, how fast you can go up and down stairs, an estimate of how far you can walk in 6 minutes, what doctors refer as a 6-minute walk test. So other data points are such as step length. Now, that is something I excel at. Double support time, which measures a person's gait, will be tracked by a paired iPhone running iOS 14. All this information will appear in the new mobility section of the health app. But both the 6-minute walk test and the VO2 max test traditionally require patients to be assessed by a doctor in a clinic. In the case of VO2 max, a patient wears a mask that analyzes oxygen levels while on a treadmill. The Apple Watch will require no extra effort on your part. And some of us may be freaked out when we get these results. If you can't walk across to the refrigerator, there's probably a problem. Canon's 45-megapixel flagship EOS R5 can record 8K. It offers in-body stabilization, raw 8K video, and 12 frames per second shooting speed at a whopping $38.99. That is ridiculous. My son has been bugging me, and he wants to go to an ADD. I just keep looking at the prices. I'm like, come down, come on. That camera is now, you know, a few years old. Why is the price not coming down? It's truly, truly ridiculous. It really, really is. So I don't know. I haven't got nothing to tell him at this point. There's a 12-year-old CEO offering free coding, artificial intelligence classes during COVID-19. Samiria Mihata, CEO of Coder Bunny Z, isn't letting the pandemic stop her from getting kids interested in STEM. Now, how old is she? She's 12 years old. There's a picture of her here. And that's a tall 12-year-old. The founder of Yes, 1 Billion Kids Can Code and CEO of the board company called Coder Bunny Z wants to get 1 billion kids into coding by the time she graduates from college in 2030. So while the coronavirus pandemic threatened to damper on her ambitions to host workshops, one quote taped to her bedroom wall stood out to her. When it rains, look for rainbows. When it's dark, look for stars. So she basically is making her stuff free. And it's outstanding. And she's got 150 coding workshops for kids. And she's led them at companies like Google, Microsoft, and Intel. She's spoken at more than 50 conferences. So very outstanding. Now, if you enter one of these courses, she's actually got a contest going on right now as well. So check it out. Might be a good opportunity for kids to do something unique. If you're going to be doing homeschool, this might be fantastic, or after school activities, because probably a lot of sports are not going to be going on this fall. So let's get some more coders going. All right. I think this is great. Google Maps test showing traffic lights in the United States. Now, if you're looking at Google Maps and you're looking for traffic lights on a map, that might be a problem. Why would you do that? Google says this is to help people stay better informed on the road. We're testing a Google Maps feature on Android that shows the location of traffic lights in select cities across the United States. Now, if they tell me how fast I can drive, if they tell me, Todd, slow the car down to 23 miles an hour, and I'll hit every light green, now that is a winner. That is the intelligence we can all use. You know, that's I don't like sitting at traffic lights. Neither do you. So anyway, we'll see what they do with this. And it's in a few cities, not all. So be aware of that. TikTok, the video sensation taking over Instagram over by the Chinese company, of course, took down 49 million videos for content violations in just 6 months over the last year. Am I hearing rain? Oh, it would be beautiful if it is. Anyway, they took down 49 million videos for content violations. That's crazy. The videos represent less than 1% of all video uploaded. TikTok said they were pulled for violations of either app community guidelines or terms of service. They do not like people showing guns on TikTok. Yeah. A lot of videos were removed for depicting harmful, dangerous, or illegal behavior by minors, such as drug use, harassment, and hate speech made up a small number of the takedowns. More than 16 million of the pulled videos came from users in India, the second biggest market for those videos for the United States, with 4.6 million. And I'm sure it's probably people showing too much flesh and a whole bunch of other things. There was around 1,300 copyright removal requests, 45 government takedown requests, mostly from India. That's interesting. So anyway, they've got a transparency report out, and TikTok is making claims. Oh, we would never send anything to the Chinese government ever. Ladies and gentlemen, be fully, fully aware that China can tell companies to do anything they want, and they have to comply. And if they don't, their family members disappear. Do not doubt that if you're using an app that originates by a Chinese company, and they are in China, regardless if they're CEO or some servers in the United States, that doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. When the Chinese government come calling, Chinese citizens listen, or they all go to re-education for many years. And re-education is kind of like the chain gang. So I still get email from people that say this is, you're wrong. Start watching some YouTube videos about I escaped China, or do that. Just kind of search that, see what you find. Elon Musk says full self-driving Tesla tech very, very close. Tesla will be able to make its vehicles completely autonomous by the end of the year, founder Elon Musk said. It's already very close. Tesla's current level 2 autopilot requires a driver to remain alert and ready to act. But a future software update could activate level 5 autonomy in the cars with no new hardware. Now listen to that. Level 5 autonomy. We've been talking about this for a long time. Even they get to level 4. They get to level 5. Level 5, that's a bold, bold claim. It's the holy grail. It's the holy grail of autonomous driving. Now, even if Tesla can reliably roll out the technology in a production environment, the regulatory environment in all major markets in every state across the country is not ready for this. But I look at my Ford and how do I want to say this? It can be trusted for about 5 seconds on a road with no other cars, straight, with good painted lines. It can be trusted for about 5 seconds. When I'm in traffic, when I'm on lightly painted roads, when there is a crossroad approaching, it can't be trusted because sometimes it thinks the road, it's supposed to make a turn. Or it tries to take an exit, or sometimes it pulls me a little bit too close when I'm in the left-hand lane to a vehicle that I'm passing on the highway. It, don't get me wrong, it is a dream to drive. It's not level 2. It's maybe level 1. But that lane centering feature is absolutely a dream. Absolutely. And you know, here's one thing I will say. I've drove a few times in that vehicle where I've been really tired. Really tired. And probably should have pulled over and took a nap. And I said a few times, the car kind of drove me home. And again, if you're on a good highway, you're not going to drive on country roads. You're not going to take exits. But on a highway, good marked highway, it does pretty good as long as the markings are good. That's the key. And but I don't want to get too complacent with that because that's how you end up dead. That's how you end up underneath a semi or off a ditch or hitting a tree or something to that effect. You know, you get off the gravel a little bit and you wake up from a slumber and you overcorrect and the next thing you know, you're tumbling down a highway and dead. So, my car is nowhere near this, but to get to level 5. Tesla, can you make some gas-powered vehicles too? Google's upcoming Nest speaker revealed in regulatory filing. The original Beep Home Google device might finally get a proper sequel. So it's still ugly. It's really ugly. What they're showing here, this is, come on. Who have you got working for you in design, Google? Come on, you got this. You got engineers. This is what it was. You had an engineer design this. You didn't bring in someone with some artistic design. You know, my graphics developer at Blueberry is absolutely incredible. He could design something better than this. As a matter of fact, I think a 4-year-old with some colors and crayon could do better. This thing is ugly. Ugly. Who wants that in their house? Really? Come on. You guys go to the show notes and see this. It's brown. Oh my God, it's ugly. Holy cow. Nest speaker, please. Now listen to this. The CEO of Computer... Now, I wonder if this guy's been talking bad about the Chinese government or anything. The CEO of computer hardware and motherboard maker MSI has died after falling from his company's headquarters in New Taipei, Taiwan. Charles Yang was discovered outside MSI office in Zhonghe District after he plummeted from the seventh floor of the building. How and why he fell is under police investigation, though it's thought external intervention was not a factor. He was found around 1 p.m. He was found unresponsive, or he was pronounced dead. He worked for the company for 20 years. He was 56 years old. Making a lot of money. And he plummeted from the seventh floor? Go back and look at some news articles, see if he spoke out about the Chinese or anybody else. Who pushed him off the roof? Over at bleepingcomputer.com, over 15 billion credentials in circulation on hacker forums. So yes, your email, your password that you've used for the last 5 years is probably out there somewhere. The results are more than 100,000 data breaches, and over 5 billion of them are unique. So, all kinds of stuff. Bank Financial, they're selling about $70 for those logins. It's ridiculous. Account takeover tools, all kinds of... It's scary. If you are not using a computer-generated password for your accounts, I'm just telling you, your own made-up password is not going to work anymore because we're all lazy. We come up with some system that we think is unique. NVIDIA Eclipse Intel, now this breaks my heart, as the most valuable U.S. chip maker. In a semiconductor industry milestone, NVIDIA's shares rose 2.3% in afternoon trading on Wednesday to a record $404, putting the graphic computer market capitalization at $248 billion, just above the $246 billion value of Intel, once the world's leading chip maker. Yeah, Intel has kind of disappointed me here over the years. They need to get their act together and get her on. Okay. GPUs, baby. That's what NVIDIA is doing. Tetris is now a daily game show with cash prizes. Network Tetris Royale 100-player battle mode is ready as well. You can win money. They're going to offer more than $1 million in annual cash prizes. Wow. It's actually an online dealio here. So link will be up in the show notes for those of you. All right, that's the end of the actual commentary for tonight. Let's see what I've got. Did I have any comments come into the show? Let me click this over here. In the right section? I don't think so. Let me look and see if I can find anything else. Bada bing, bada boom. I think I already read that one. All right. No love. The email address is geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. It's been my pleasure to bring you show tonight. We got over here in record time, which is fine. Fine with me. I hope you enjoyed the podcast. Please support the sponsor. I appreciate it when you do. Thank you to all the insiders for your continued contributions. We've had a number of one-time donations that have come in, a number of new folks that have become insiders. You're my heroes. You guys are knocking it out of the ballpark. I definitely appreciate it. We've had some $10 a month folks come in on a regular basis here recently. That seems to be kind of the number So value for value. If you feel I'm continuing to provide you value, please continue to consider supporting the show by becoming an insider at geekcentral.com/insider. But I'll be back with you Monday for another show. And stay safe out there. See you on Saturday if you want to watch me on the new media show. Other than that, everyone take care. We'll see you next time here at the Geekness Central podcast. Everyone take care. Bye-bye.